I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis has nominated four cardinals as president's delegate for the upcoming Synod of Bishops. The four cardinals are from Baghdad, Madagascar, Myanmar, and Papua New Guinea. The cardinals come from countries that reflect a number of the larger issues to be discussed at the synod, including young Catholics who live, quote, in situations of war or political instability, and who suffer, quote, discrimination and persecution to the point of martyrdom. During the synod, which will meet October 3rd through the 28th, the cardinals will alternate looking over the sessions. President Trump has changed his stance on intelligence reports that concluded Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. Trump stated that during the press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin, when he stated that he doesn't see why Russia would have interfered, he meant the opposite and meant to say he doesn't see why Moscow, quote, wouldn't be held responsible. He also said that he accepts the intelligence community's assessment that Russia interfered in the U.S.'s presidential election, but denied that his campaign had any involvement. Following an airstrike that hit a school in southwestern Syria, dozens of Syrians marched toward the Israel-occupied Golan Heights in a peaceful protest. The airstrike, which is being blamed on Russia, hit a school that was serving as a shelter and caused the deaths of at least 10 people while injuring at least 20. Syrian government troops, backed by Russian forces, have increased their attacks on opposition in the area, and since June 19th, there have been a reported 180 civilian casualties. Jesuit Father Robert Spitzer has launched a website to combat the increasing disbelief of religion due to a rising skepticism in society heavily saturated with science. The website Credible Catholic offers users 20 downloadable modules that provide evidence-based arguments for core Christian beliefs. They are also available in PowerPoint or document format and come in three levels of complexity, including a teaching element. During the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops' Spring Assembly in Florida in June, Father Spitzer presented the modules to 75 archbishops and bishops. 80 dioceses are now planning to use the modules as part of their religious education, sacrament preparation programs, or independent study add-ons. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.